There goes that man's
gotcha.
Oh my God, did you see that?
America's team? Yeah, right.
Oh, baby, it's a big day in sports.
There's nothing like battling it out with your teammates all season long to go win a championship.
Green Bay's got it this year. Huge move for him. I think it's going to be a game changer.
We have a lot to talk about this busy week in the sports world. Welcome to the In a League of Their Own podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's NHL segment. Kind of past that halfway point of the season now. Things are ramping up, starting to get an idea of who's going to be there in the end, who's not going to be there in the end. Kind of starting out with two teams who are looking like they're going to make a playoff run. And even though they're in opposite conferences, kind of an interesting, matchup between them. Toronto and Minnesota currently sit deadlocked at 27-10-3, 57 points in 40 games played. Which of these two teams do you see finishing higher this season with more points? I guess I'll throw that as the benchmark.
In regular season?
Yeah.
Most points through the regular season?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with the Wild. Just because the Winnipeg Jets, Blackhawks, and Coyotes are terrible. You also have, I don't know, I'm going to say not the best goaltending in the Pacific, just the whole entire Pacific Division as a whole. You have weaker goaltending outside of Markstrom on the Flames. But, yeah, I'm going to say the Wild for sure, just because you look on the other side of the Atlantic, you have two top-end goaltenders for both the Florida teams right now, Carolina, New York Rangers, and Penguins goaltending. Phenomenal. You're facing tougher teams, I feel like, where – I don't know, man. Yeah, I'm just going to stick with it. I'm going to say the Wild.
I'm going to say Toronto. And talking about the goaltending, I think that even though the goaltending, yes, is probably better in the East, as you mentioned, Hurricanes, Rangers, Panthers, Lightning. Also, into that conversation, Maple Leafs, kind of looking head to head as far as goals allowed. Leafs, Campbell kind of at the helm there, has allowed 107 goals. Wild have allowed 13 more at 120. So I think that that's going to be the difference maker for the Leafs to win a couple more games than the Wild to give them more points is the better goaltending. Because, I don't know. I mean, even in the Atlantic, yeah, in the Central, Jets, Blackhawks, Coyotes, kind of irrelevant, but also in the Atlantic, Sabres, Senators, Canadians.
Leafs, that all have upset top teams this year.
Yeah, but they're also not, like, overall not playing very good. So I'd rather, if I'm the Leafs, I'd rather play those three teams than, like, the Jets, Blackhawks, Coyotes going down the stretch. And even in the Metro, bottom of the Metro, Devils, Flyers, I guess you could say Islanders, but also they have so many less games played, so they're kind of, you don't know what's going to happen with them yet. But, I'm going to say Leafs just because, again, slightly better goaltending, I think, is going to get them a better season.
Sounds good. You don't think that they're going to rest Campbell at all at some point during the year?
I mean, they kind of already do because he doesn't play every night. I'm pulling up his... the heck is he? I'll just pull it up on my phone. So in 40 games.
He's played 30.
Which I feel like is a decent amount. Like, I feel like that's more than some goaltenders, 30 games played.
And you go to Minnesota, and they have 26. Their leader's 26, and then their other guy has 16. The other 16.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously it's a bigger gamble because of how much they play Campbell, to where if he's standing on his head, playing good hockey, obviously keep playing him. But also, I've never heard of the other guys behind him. Mrazek, Wolf, Hutchinson, they've played the other combined 12 games. So they're kind of a one-man show as far as goaltending in Toronto. But, I mean, for good reason. He's one of the best in the league right now. So I don't know. I think that they rest him when it, like, obviously during games that I shouldn't say mean less, but they don't need him as much. Again, some bad goaltending teams, because, okay, yeah, we rest him, we give up 3 goals, but if we score 6, then we still get the win. But
I don't know. That's why I went with the Wild, because they scored the same amount of games played. They have 16 more goals scored and only 13 less goals allowed.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we'll see. It's going to come down. If it were to just assimilate again for the second half, it's going to come down to a few points.
Yeah.
But we shall see. Then on to my point here, we're going to stick in the Central Division. The Dallas Stars, currently with 42 games played, 48 points. Do you think that they need to make any changes to their lineups? Do you think that they need to make a trade at all, different goaltending? What do you think they need to do a little bit differently as they're right outside the playoffs at this point?
I feel like for them, as far as if they were going to get a trade, they need a better goal scorer. I mean, right now they're right there as far as there's goaltending. They got Holtby from the Capitals, the former Capital this year in the net. I mean, of the top 5 teams, they have the most goals given up, 127, but everybody else is close. 121, 120, 123, 126. So that's not really the issue. The issue is their goal scoring. They have a -1 differential, 126 scored. Blues, Wild, Predators, Avalanche, 153, 156, 140, 181. So that's where they're behind, is their goal scoring. I mean, like I said, they're right there with their goaltending. I don't know. I feel like, I can't even think of who's available as a free agent right now. It's like one of the goal scorers to go after right now. But if there's an area to improve upon, I mean – yeah, if you can stop pucks, great, but you also got to return the favor and score them. So I think that that's the one area that they need to improve upon if they want to make a playoff push, because right now they're 9 points out, but 2 games less played than the Blues, less games played than the Predators and the Avalanche. So they have potential to make up some ground, but even with that ground made up, they're still a little bit back. So they're going to need to go on a good stretch here. And, I mean, the teams ahead of them, Wild right now, 8-1-1 in the last 10, and Avalanche, 10-0 in their last 10. So, they need to turn it around. And, like I said, it starts with their goal scoring.
Yes. I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Just because looking over their past handful of games, they've put up 6 – 3-5-5-5-5. So they're able to pump some goals in. I feel like they were off to a little bit slow of a start with all their injuries and with their COVID haul. They were a little bit behind as far as catching up games. Obviously, they're going through a little bit of a lull right now after they just swept their West Coast trip a little while ago. I feel like they're going through the lull of their season right now because they've just played so many games on back-to-back nights within this last 3-week stretch. Now Joe Pavelski leading their team in points. Tyler Seguin, Jamie Benn are starting to get going. They also have two younger kids who are just phenomenal in Rupe Hintz and Miro Hiskinen. They traded, got Ryan Suter from the Wild to bring him in as a shutdown defenseman. Hence, they're only minus one as far as differential on the season. I really feel like they don't need to do anything at this point. I feel like their season is going to straighten out for them, and I feel like they jump into either that third spot or the wild card come playoff time. Joe Pavelski is having a hell of a year so far.
Yeah, I mean, they have the pieces to do it. Like I said, they, I don't think they're at the point where they're desperate to go get somebody, but if they were, I mean, yeah, they score 6-5-5, but also against the Capitals, they get blanked. Against the Star or the Lightning, they only put up one. But again, against Vasilevsky, one of the best goaltenders. Against the Panthers, again, they only score one.
And like so, I was saying, they only have five guys on their roster that have played every game all season.
So it's a matter of getting healthy and getting everybody in the right spot to make their push.
Yeah, because their young kid, Jason Robertson, who's one of their – I believe he's going to lead their team in points. He only has 34 games played, eight less than Pavelski, and he's got eight less points. And he's younger, gets a fraction less ice time, but shoots the puck a lot. I mean, yeah. The team's just been crippled. And then with what they went through last year as far as coach getting fired – for some bullshit, bringing ladies to the rink after hours. Yeah, they kind of went through it last year. And one thing that's always talked about is Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin. Both of them being there, those are the two that kind of take the brunt of the media's attention as far as when they're not doing good, those two are getting blamed. I feel like they got this team right where they wanted to with the pieces that they picked up this offseason, stealing Michael Raffle from my Flyers. Picking up Blake Como, a couple other huge pieces that they added. I feel like this team's just about to turn it on here once they can get to full strength.
Yeah.
Because like you said, they have a great goaltender, Holtby and Jake Oettinger. I mean, both of them have 913 save percentages. They're both doing fairly well. So, and they do have a younger kid who hasn't played so much in Qdoban, but they have the goaltending. They have the young roster. It's, can they be healthy enough to do it? Because you look like the Avalanche right now, a little bit off topic. They're the top team. They just lost McKinnon. So how good are they going to be without their top player on their team?
Mm-hmm. Looking at the Stars' schedule, at least for the month of February, they are like perfectly set up to take control and get themselves back in the race here, playing basically their whole division for the whole month of February. Coming up, they got Predators, Jets, and then they play back-to-back Avalanche, which could be an opportunity to get some games back. And then some easier games in Blackhawks, Coyotes, Jets again, Predators again.
Sabres an easier team.
Yeah, so they have an opportunity to make up some games against teams under them in the division. Obviously, the Avalanche ahead of them. So long as they can take one. If they can take both of those games, that's huge. If they can take one of them, that's good. So long as they don't get blanked by the Avalanche in both of those games. They kind of looking at their schedule coming up. They're, so long as they can get healthy and get the guys on the ice that they need to, come into February, we can see them in the top three if they go on a little run here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel it coming. This is an up and trending team. They have been kind of after a few years past when they got blanked in the first round, I want to say it was. No, never mind. I think they lost game six or game seven to Vegas the year that they went to the finals. So after that year, they've kind of rebuilt. Excellent job through the draft. They picked it up their vet pieces during this offseason, obviously getting Pavelski a couple of years ago and then bringing in their pieces this season. I feel like this team is poised to make a run at least for the playoffs, if not a deep run in the playoffs.
For sure.
And then that is the end of our NHL segment. Please head over to our next segment where we discuss the results of the Farmers Insurance Open and we recap and go over the world current World Golf Rankings.